Can you give us an update on, I guess, the health of your hockey club going into this road trip here starting tomorrow?
Joel Morrow, we'll find out a little bit more today. I don't have much on him. Andrew Kopp's full contact here today, so if he gets through that and feels good, then he's a player for us. Buff will make the trip, and that's it, I think.
Joe will make the trip, though?
Depends on what we find today.
If Joe is not an option at all, is it possible you need to call up another defenseman?
It is possible, yeah. As a seventh.
Right, yeah. And just because they're so far away right now, wouldn't want to risk that, I guess.
Yeah, some ways it's far, but it's just actually time-wise a shorter trip because you can go major city to major city. Right. It's one flight, so it's not a tremendous concern.
Would you keep Appleton around regardless of where things are?
All those things are up in the air right now. We'll know more in a few hours.
Would you consider Mason tomorrow if
I would.
Andrew's not available?
I would.
I know we talked about him after the game last night, but Josh played a career high in minutes. Yep. Upon further review, can you just kind of discuss what you saw him do at both ends of the ice?
Just played an exceptionally smart game, knowing that he was going to play a lot of minutes. Sometimes that'll fire a guy up, and he was so good with his stick, his gaps, his reads, created a goal. By really strong defensive play. And then that's not an easy line to handle. Well, the stats will tell you that Chiefs line did a great job and did against Kane for the defensemen, for Trouba and Morrissey. That's a tough pair to handle. They've got a tremendous amount of skill, and it's a mad lib on there. It's hard to find their checks properly in their own end sometimes because they have so much motion and chaos that, they did a great job.
I think coming out of that Buffalo game half dozen games ago, you guys were right up there among the league leaders in goals against. And yeah. Obviously these last six games, that's sort of gone the other direction. Is that just a tough stretch or maybe a worrisome trend?
We went from second to 15th in six games, so it's the trend is... But in those games, I'm going to say I liked their defensive game in Van, and I really liked our game in Minnesota, and we lost the lead in the third. You can't brag about our first period in Calgary, that's for sure, when you give up five. But I didn't feel it until, you know, the last couple of games, but not even in the Pittsburgh game, right? Give up five shots in the third. So I think we'll look at this as a whole group. Our back end can do some things. Our forwards can certainly help better, and we've all got to do some things to help our goaltenders.
When your fourth line gives up two quick goals,
yeah.
How important is it to get them back out there, knowing that, I mean, it can be a tense situation for them when they're...
Well, simple stats after the end of the first, right? They were minus two, and so was Kane's line. So we put them back out there. It becomes more difficult then to get them on the ice. It's not the goals. It's that when they're having a night like that, you've got to find. Now they got scored by the third and fourth line. So finding them the right spot, keeping them away from Taves and Kane becomes priority one. And that's what we've got three really young players on that line. And that's part of the learning curve. That's part of the things that you've got to get prepared to handle. We're going to have some very expensive forwards up top, which means we're going to have some young players on our back end. And I think what we're dealing with right now is a sign that this should end. I think that's the way I'm taking it. And then somebody else thinks I've had enough too.
Back to Mason Appleton.
Yeah.
He had such tremendous growth last year. Maybe put a little too much pressure on himself in training camp. I mean, have you seen that before?
You know what? I think sometimes it's not necessarily unrealistic, because when you've looked at our team from 4 years ago, we took young guys, put them into spots, and they played, and they put numbers up. The Jets didn't win, but they put numbers up. So you look around the league, and there are other young guys going in and playing. So you have a great year, you come back and expect that that'll be there for you. And sometimes it's just unrealistic that you would get handed to you, that it would be an easy proposition. I've got lots of time for Mason. I think he's going to be a really good player. But the curve on all these guys it's not going to look like Patty's, right? That they didn't get drafted second overall. Like they're good NHL players. But the normal curve here is you spend some time in the American Hockey League and then you fight your way to earn ice time in the NHL. And after 3 or 4 years, usually we have a pretty good handle on where you slot in and you get that chance. So he's going to play sooner rather than later in my mind. And for me, his curve will be he'll play here, but probably not on a straight line. He's probably not coming in and staying. He can. I'm not limiting him, but those guys go up and down.
Do you like the story about Cameron Schilling where he has to fly a couple of flights and comes in and gets his first NHL assist in his seventh NHL game?
Yeah.
He just looked like that old veteran, right? He's played, about 450 pro hockey games. He didn't force the game. He looked kind of relaxed out there and moved the puck well. All his reads were good, made some plays. Yeah, you like those guys because you know that a player like that's on that bench appreciating it. He's not daydreaming about the year he's going to win the Norris, right? He's appreciating a game in the National Hockey League. And he plays like that he can play in the National Hockey League. So I was happy for him.
Well, too, he talked in the morning about how he didn't feel like he was nervous. And he has the perspective that, if I get a game, it's great. If not, I'm making a good living in the minors.
Right.
Is that something that some of your young guys can maybe learn from? Because sometimes in the minors, those guys are thinking, what am I doing here? Why am I there?
I would think, Ken, that they can't. He's 30, right? And wisdom comes with age sometimes, even though they won't agree to that, the young ones. When you're young, you want it now. You've got a lot of people around you telling you should be getting it now. Just need a chance. And then for some of them, they make it, and for some of them, they do. They carve out really good careers, and they become good pros, and they learn the game. And then when they get a chance a little bit later, they appreciate it from a completely different perspective.
Paul, you've talked about Connor Hellebuyck and his evolution to be a number one and the different things you have to go through. Is what he's maybe going through now another step in that process?
Sure.
Where he had all that success last year, now started off the year well, and he's hit a bit of a bump and just
sure.
Fighting through this?
Oh, absolutely, right? And no different than our team. Like, he comes in and figures if it should have about a 9.75 and 8 shutouts by now, right? Because you feel good and they're competitive and they want that. And then reality sets in, you're going to have some stretches. So this is a really important time for him to handle. Last night was, most of the game was played like that. The game these guys play at the end of a practice where 20 guys are standing in the crease trying to beat the goalie. That's what he was dealing with last night. So he's had some get by him that he doesn't like at all. He's had a bunch that has some strange breaks, the Pittsburgh game winner. So he has to learn how to deal with this now. I got complete faith that he's going to do it.
Can you split them over the next two games, likely?
Yes, likely.
2 years ago, you used the reset for him on a few occasions.
Yeah.
At that point,
No, we'll work with him. I know we've got our three heavy schedule. One's coming up here, and then we'll do two more after that. We're going to need him, but we can't ask him to play all the games, so he'll get a bit of a break here soon.
Tomorrow soon?
We'll see. I don't need reason for you guys to turn in.